All right, folks, welcome back to How to Be Stoic. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, this topic hits close to home. We're talking about creating healthy boundaries in work-life found something that feels like a mythical quest for most of us, right? Ever feel like your inbox is always open, your phone's buzzing with work notifications even on your day off, and the line between work you and you is just blurry? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world where being always on seems like the norm, but trust me, there's a better way. Today we're diving deep into how to reclaim your time, your energy, and your sanity by setting those crucial boundaries. Because let's be real, you can't pour from an empty cup, folks. If you keep pushing yourself to the limit, eventually you burn out and nobody wants that. We're going to break down some actionable steps, share some relatable stories, and leave you feeling empowered to take control of your time and create a work-life balance that actually works for you. Now, let's get into 5 key takeaways that are going to be game changers for you. Number 1. Recognize the value of no. This is huge. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but saying no to extra projects, late-night emails, or social events that drain your energy actually allows you to say yes to things that truly matter, like spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing your passions, or simply taking a well-deserved break. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your well-being. Number 2. Define your non-negotiables. What are the absolute must-haves in your life outside of work? Maybe it's family dinners, morning workouts, or simply having quiet time to recharge. Write these down and treat them like sacred appointments that can't be moved. When you schedule your self-care, you're making a conscious decision to invest in your happiness and well-being. Number 3. Set clear communication boundaries. Let your colleagues know your working hours and stick to them as much as possible. This means turning off work notifications outside of those hours, responding to emails at designated times, and letting people know when you're unavailable. When you set expectations up for it, it reduces confusion and prevents that constant feeling of being on call. Number 4. Master the art of delegation. You don't have to do everything yourself. If possible, delegate tasks to colleagues or hire help for things like household chores or errands. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. It frees up your time and mental energy to focus on what truly matters. Number 5. Embrace the power of enough. We often fall into this trap of thinking we need to do more, achieve more, be more. But sometimes enough is actually perfect. Practice being content with what you have, celebrate your accomplishments, and remind yourself that it's okay to slow down and enjoy the journey. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're heading into a pack meeting, feeling that familiar wave of stress wash over you. You've got emails piling up in your inbox, a deadline looming, and your phone is buzzing with notifications. But then, you take a deep breath, remember the boundaries you've set, and focus on the task at hand. You confidently contribute to the meeting, knowing that after work, you have dedicated time for yourself to recharge, connect with loved ones, or simply relax. This, my friends, is the power of healthy boundaries. They don't just improve your work-life balance, they empower you to live a more fulfilling and intentional life. So, remember these key takeaways. Say no more often, define your non-negotiables, set clear communication boundaries, delegate tasks, and embrace the power of enough. Listen, we all deserve to have a life that's both meaningful and enjoyable. By taking control of our time and energy, setting those healthy boundaries, we can create a work-life balance that allows us to thrive both personally and professionally. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little stoic wisdom in their life. And as always, keep striving for that inner strength, that resilience, that unshakable spirit, because you got this. Catch you on the next one.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.